what did you find all these artists had in common in terms of problems, but also, I don't know, ideas about the industry?
Yeah, I think, I guess generally everyone always asks us what was the biggest hurdles or what are the biggest hurdles, and there was a lot of repetition of just women at young ages not having a lot of self-confidence and not having enough role models and people to look to aspire to be like. And then, of course, you know, you're trickling through the conversation talking about sexism and, you know, sexual misconduct or inappropriate behavior or ageism, you know, the very typical things that many women go through, not only just in the music industry, but in life in general.
The film starts kind of looking back at a similar kind of interview series that happened in the mid-90s with massive artists of that time, Kylie Minogue, Christina Arnoux, Tina Arena.
Any time you're going to be surrounded by about 20 men because there just aren't women around. There aren't women in the road crew. There aren't women in the record companies. There aren't women managers. There aren't women in the band.
Looking back at that and then looking at the industry now through all of these dozens of interviews that you did, has it changed? Has it gotten any better?
I can't personally tell you because I don't directly feel like I'm the one to tell you that, as I'm not a music artist. But what I found, and the reason why I chose to put that snippet of that doco in, was that it was made 25 years ago and it's nearly a replica conversation of the one we've made today. And I found that quite frightening and wanted to just show via those very small snippets at the beginning just how similar the conversation is. You have Tina Arena talking about something 25 years ago that she's still talking about now. You know, it's probably changed, but let's hope we don't see another documentary in another 25 years talking about the same issues.
I think from my perspective as well, the thing that I think I've noticed the biggest change is that perhaps in the 90s or even earlier than that, there was such little space for women, and a lot of those women felt really, I guess, in competition with each other. And I feel like the women now, I guess we've definitely seen it through putting the concert on with Her Sound, Her Story, that there's such a great community, and the girls now coming through are just such incredible support for each other. They're really, really great friends, and I don't really feel like they feel like the competition is like that. They're certainly not. Certainly not as fierce as competition, and they get around each other a lot more for sure.